Well, the gospel today starts with this line. Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Well, what saying are they talking about? It's kind of a funny way to start. It's especially a little bit of a gap since last Sunday was the Assumption. We celebrated the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so this sequence of gospel readings that we've been having was broken last Sunday. But for about 5 or 6 weeks, we've been reading from the 6th chapter of John's gospel. And this is the exciting culmination to that series of readings from what's referred to as the Bread of Life discourse. So what Jesus has been teaching, this saying is hard, who can accept it, that the disciples say, is the teaching of the Jesus that his flesh is real food and his blood is real drink. And we are to eat his flesh and drink his blood to share in his life, to have everlasting life. And this is a very critical moment in what you might call the Jesus movement. Because up to this time, people have been coming to Jesus. And all of a sudden today, we have a lot of people leaving Jesus. And it's very interesting that Jesus doesn't go running after them and say, "Oh, you know, you got that wrong. I was only speaking sort of symbolically, or that was an image or something like that of eating my flesh and drinking my blood." He lets them go because actually they got it right. They understood what he was saying. They just did not believe. And it's such a moment of crisis. Crisis comes from the Greek word that means decision. We see that like in the first reading where Joshua says, "Well, for me and my house, we will follow the Lord." He makes this decision of commitment. And we're at this moment of crisis. And it's such a moment of crisis that Jesus even turns to the 12, the very core of his following, the 12 whom he had called to be with him and to accompany him, for him to form them, who are to be the apostles. And he says to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" And if they had, he would have had to start all over again. So, I mean, this is a very, very critical, literally critical moment. And Peter pipes up, as Peter often does, you know. And sometimes Peter pipes up with something, with kind of a doozy sometimes. But also, though, Peter very often comes up with the right thing. That's why he's the leader of the apostles. And he says, it's very interesting what he says. "Master, to whom should we go?" He doesn't say, "Oh no, we're right with you. We get all this stuff about eating your flesh and drinking your blood, and that your blood is real food, your flesh is real food, and your blood is real drink, and we have to eat your flesh and drink your blood to share in life, to have life within us. I totally get that. We're with you 100%. He doesn't say that because I doubt it was the case, actually. I doubt even Peter had a very good understanding of what that really meant. You know, at this point, the Last Supper is way off in the future. We're not even close to the Last Supper at this point. Any idea of the institution of the Eucharist and that sort of thing is way off in the future. But Jesus is talking about eating my flesh and drinking my blood. And so he's not saying, "No, I totally understand that." He responds in faith. And what was lacking to those other people, he said, "Master, to whom shall we go?" Because that is the essence of faith. Faith is in a person, in the authority and the reliability of that person. If you completely understood, you wouldn't need faith, would you? And so Peter says, "Master, to whom should we go? You have the words of eternal life. You are the Holy One of God." We have to listen to his words of eternal life and to accept them. We have nowhere else to go. Last week we did celebrate that beautiful feast of the Blessed Mother, the Assumption. And her last words to us in the scripture, the last words that the Blessed Virgin Mary actually speaks in the scriptures, are at the wedding feast of Cana. And she says there to the waiters, do whatever he tells you. It's very good advice. Would you expect anything less from the Blessed Virgin Mary? Do whatever Jesus tells you. Do whatever it is. In one of the Gospels for the weekday this week was the story of the rich young man who comes to Jesus and asks him, what must I do? Master, what must I do to have eternal life? He came to Jesus, the one who has the words of eternal life. What must I do to have eternal life? And Jesus says, first of all, well, keep the commandments. And this young man very remarkably says, well, I've done that since I was little. I've kept the commandments. And he said, well, then in your case, what you have to do is you have to sell all that you have and give it to the poor and come follow me. And because this young man was attached to his possessions more than he was attached to Jesus, he didn't do that. He did not do whatever Jesus told him. And it says he went away sad. He went away sad. Whereas Jesus has the words of everlasting life. So when Jesus speaks to us, we need to do what he says, like the Blessed Mother said, because he has the words of everlasting life. Where else are we going to go? You know, we live in a world right now that I'm afraid is maybe worse than sad right now, you know? We have a world and a culture we're living in that's really torn apart by all kinds of things. And I think the reason for that is not listening, not doing whatever Jesus says. Not listening to those words of everlasting life, but instead listening to something else. Usually what we listen to is to listen to we listen to Frank Sinatra, who said, I did it my way, right? I'm going to do it my way. Very bad advice, okay? When you do it your way, how often do you have regrets about that? What was I thinking? Why did I do that? Why didn't I just do whatever he said? Now, whatever Jesus tells us to do, I can guarantee you one thing. It's not easy. It is not easy. The Lord himself told us that. If you're going to be my disciple, you have to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. And usually the trouble comes on that very first step, denying ourselves, okay? It's not easy, but it's remarkably simple. What am I to do? Well, like he told the young man, follow the commandments. Live the Beatitudes. Practice the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. All of these things. Very, very simple, isn't it? You know, but we like to complicate things. We kind of like rationalize things. Have you ever played this game with yourself? Well, I know I really shouldn't, but I really shouldn't say this, but I really shouldn't do this, but I really shouldn't watch this, but. Well, stop right before the but, okay? And you'll be okay. If I shouldn't say it, don't. If I shouldn't do it, don't. If I shouldn't watch it, don't. Do whatever he tells you. And then you have no regrets, right? You have no regrets. But instead, we listen to other things, most especially what we want to do. And it gets us into trouble. And we do have regrets. And we go away sad or worse, maybe angry, maybe all kinds of things that we see in our world all around us. And the remedy is right before us. Master, to whom shall we go? We are empty without him. We try to fill up that emptiness one way or another. Unfortunately, a lot of times we fill it up with junk or worse. Lord, to whom shall we go? And so let us always go to him. He has the words of everlasting life. He is the Holy One of God. I hope I'm making this into a moment of crisis for you. I hope you're kind of squirming out there a little bit, okay? You know, because most of us have made those compromises. Most of us have gone beyond the butt, you know? I shouldn't, you know, I listen to something else rather than to listen to Jesus. I listen to, you know, what I want to do. I listen to what somebody else is telling me. I'm listening to politics. I'm doing whatever, whatever it is that you put ahead of God. And it will leave you sad. And so we've got to let Jesus put us on the spot today. Do you want to leave also? But let's have the honesty and integrity to recognize that emptiness within us that Peter did. Lord, to whom shall we go? Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. You are the Holy One of God.